We stand firm, calling to Allah all the time. We let him know, bang, bang, 'cause it's da'wah time.
Let me ask you guys a question, right? You see, if the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, came and he made a claim, he said, I'm a prophet. That means one of three things about his claim. Tell me if you agree with me. Either he was lying, or he was deluded, or he was truthful.
Yeah.
Right? Would you agree?
That makes sense, yeah, man.
Yeah? Would you agree as well?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, if that's the case, by looking at his biography, we should be able to deduce whether he was a liar, whether he was deluded or truthful, right?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Now, let me ask you a question. If someone lies, why do they lie? Generally, people, they lie, or even like, you know, politicians, yeah, whatever, throughout history, for power, sure, for fame, for respect, for women. Sure. These are the kind of things where people lie. It's yeah, for some kind of a worldly benefit.
Yeah.
You would agree?
Yeah, I would agree with you.
How about you, man?
Yeah, I would agree as well.
So if a person is there and he's claiming to be telling the truth, but if we could find evidences that he had inclinations towards some kind of a worldly thing, then we should be able to confirm he's a liar.
Yeah.
Okay, but now see, here's the interesting thing. With regards to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was offered by his people, because remember, he came and brought a message, yeah, that was going to flip over the government at the time. So everyone who was in power was going to lose their power, because he was taking power away from the people and giving it back to God, right? So they came and they tried, because his message was spreading like crazy at a time. Actually, at a time when his message wasn't even spreading like crazy. For the first 13 years, he suffered, he was prosecuted, his people, his followers were killed, everything. He lost his children, all that. His wife died as a result of the boycott that they put on him. He suffered. Now, with all of this happening, they came to him and they offered him power. They said, we will make you our king. Just don't mess with our religion. He said, no. They offered him the most beautiful women in Arabia. He declined. They said, we will make you the richest man from amongst us. Over and over again, we find that they constantly were just offering him all these things at a time when he had nothing. There are narrations, authentic documented narrations, that show that him and his companions were so poor that when they were exiled to a part of the city, they would scourge to look for bits of leaf on the floor so they could eat the leaves. And during this time, they're coming to him and they're saying, we'll make you our king. Yet he's saying no. Does that show that this person, that this, is this the psychological profile of a liar?
I'm glad you're like teaching me about this, man. It's cool. It's good to learn about, I think. Even if someone doesn't particularly believe in themselves,
yeah, exactly,
it's good to learn about all the positive. Yeah, exactly. It's just, I believe, like, I can bring in Jesus as well. Like, yeah, prophets like that, like, they're all given a positive outlook on the world.
Yeah.
And if it makes people do good things, I'm on that. Like, that's awesome.
Cool.
If it's all helping people out.
The question that I'm asking is, right, is just, and I'm looking to approach from an academic level, because you see sometimes when people talk about religion, right, it's like they're trying to convert you, right?
yeah,
like, you better believe, you know? And then also, I'm like, it's a claim that's been made, and it's been a claim that's lasted for the last 1400 years, and it's only increasing in those that are acknowledging it, right? So I'm saying that it's good to, like, objectively take a step back and just examine the claim.
Yeah.
So my question is, like, is this the psychological profile of a liar?
Well, it doesn't seem to be, no. Like,
it
doesn't seem to. No, like, the way you're explaining it, he sounded like he just wanted to put what he believed good across, which,
right,
is with respect, like, that's fair enough.
So we can confirm that he wasn't a liar?
I don't know. I don't really know much about it.
I mean, he could be deluded.
Maybe.
But,
yeah,
but we can confirm at least he wasn't a liar, right?
Well, if what you're telling me is correct,
yeah,
then I guess
I mean, this is stuff that's not just been approved by myself.
Yeah, no,
like, you have non-Islamic... Western biographers? Biographers of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Like, I remember there's a whole section in Waterstones of these biographies that affirm everything that I've just said. This is like historically accurate, known truth. You see what I'm saying? So on the back of that, we can safely say he's not a liar.
Okay. No, if what, like, that's... Yeah, no, I guess not. If what you're saying is true, then I suppose not. Like, I personally, I'm not too sure, because maybe I'll go look into it now,
yeah,
and I'll learn a bit more about it.
Absolutely,
that'll be cool.
Man.
But I don't have anything...
Against?
No, of course not.
Fantastic.
Islam, Christian, whatever. Be what
Fantastic.
You want, as long as it makes you happy, as long as
Fantastic.
You're not hurting people.
So before I leave you, I just want to examine the final two possibilities,
okay,
right? Just while we're here, so we can, you know,
yeah, that's cool,
you know, make the most of our situation. Okay, fine. We could say he's not a liar, because it doesn't make sense that you'd be tortured and punished and etc. and you still don't give in such a way. But maybe he was deluded, meaning that he was sincere, but he was wrong.
Possibly, yeah.
It's like it's like a girl, no disrespect, who thinks she's really good looking, and she'll walk out every day with a mini skirt and this lipstick, but she's not nice. Like, put it away. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get you, man.
Okay,
yeah.
Because you see, if I'm a deluded person, if I make some claims of prophecy, and the claims come out to be wrong, then that shows I was deluded, right? Or I was a liar. But if I make the claim to be a prophet, yet my prophecies come out to be true, then whoo, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Okay. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, have you heard about Dubai? Yeah. Dubai?
Yeah.
What do you know about Dubai?
It's hot.
It's hot, right?
Yeah.
You see,
women are very dressed, like they're seen to be, they need to cover themselves. It's
right.
More,
I mean, not even that though. Even that's a good observation. But like, you know, the tallest building in the world is in Dubai?
Oh yeah.
You heard about this, right?
Yeah.
And it has some of the tallest buildings in the world.
Yeah.
Like if you look at the skyline of Dubai, it's just bang, bang, bang. Now what's interesting about Dubai is that just 40 years ago, it was a desert. They discovered oil, became very rich, and bow, pow. The same with Qatar, where the World Cup's gonna be very soon, right? These countries were desert and it was occupied by Bedouins. That's it, nothing else, right? Now, the tallest building in the world is there. And they're actually competing now in Dubai to make another building that's going to be taller than that building that they already have. It's called the Burj Khalifa, right? Now, what's amazing about this is that 1,436 years ago, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, prophesied that a time will come when barefooted Arab Bedouins are competing with each other in the construction of tall buildings.
Did Muhammad say this? Okay, yeah, no, that's a fair, like, I can see how people would see that as an accurate kind of statement for him to make, if that's happened, like, yeah, man.
And it's happening before our very own eyes. That's cool,
no,
right?
I respect that stuff, man. Like, if that gives people faith and stuff, and that's good, like, that's been happening, as in, yeah, that's awesome.
And you know what's amazing about that is that he also, not only did he said, when that happens, know that the day of judgment is close. So for me, it's like, yo, hold up. Now you got two out of two, right? But then you see, it doesn't stop. It continues. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, a time will come where inside the house, both husband and wife will be working. Now, I know that sounds very crazy to you because it's like your mom and dad work, right? Everyone's mom and dad works. But you know, 30, 40 years ago, it wasn't like that. The way society functioned, it wasn't like that. The man would work and the woman would stay home. And it's been like this from before the prehistoric times. Even when they talk about the cavemen, I don't know how accurate they are about that. But what do we, you know, the man goes out, he hunts, the woman stays in and she takes care of the kids, right? But the Prophet Muhammad said, a time will come when the man and the woman, both of them will have to work because that's the way that the economy will be. And we know today that in order to keep up with your mortgages and whatever, both need to work. But how insane is that? Again, pinpointed it, correct. And look, man, I could go on and on. There's actually hundreds of prophecies just like this. So my question to you is, if all these prophecies are true, which they are, and he said this, which is historically confirmed, can he be deluded?
Well, I'm not sure we have. I mean, look, if people, like, honestly, I'm not saying he was deluded or whatever. I don't believe in any sort of God. I personally don't believe that. I don't follow any particular religion. But if that what gives people hope to believe and, like, people have done their research and that's what seems to be correct, like, respect, like, that gives more people faith.
Sure.
And if it's seen as true, like, I can't prove it's wrong. So I'm not going to go out my way to be like, no, that's bullshit, like, whatever. You know what, people, yeah.
So the question, right? And I applaud you for your integrity and your sincerity, and I think that's very admirable in this day and age, right? But I have a question. I hope it's not intrusive,
okay.
But it's just food for thought. So if you affirm that it's truthful and it gives people faith, and you can't prove it wrong, mm-hmm. Then why not embrace it?
So, brothers and sisters, now, people are always asking me, how can I learn how to give da'wah like you? Where did you learn all this stuff from? Well, guess what? Alhamdulillah, I've been compiling pretty much everything I know when it comes to giving da'wah, putting that up online on an online resource called the Da'wah Academy, so now you guys can learn exactly how to give da'wah just like that, but even better. So, all you need to do is click on the link below for more information and sign up to the Da'wah Academy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Peace.